future, talk radio will actually educate, inspire, and make you think. The future is now. Topics and music that affect your life from Universal Broadcasting Network. Tune in at ubnradio.com.
This is Dates and Mates with your host, Damona Hoffman.
Good morning, or good afternoon, depending where in the world, or good evening, wherever you are.
Wherever
it's good
you're
that you're here
from.
Listening to Dates and Mates. I'm your host, Damona Hoffman, and we are talking about love in the modern world, as we are every Wednesday. It's a new year, and I know that for many of you, you have made a New Year's resolution to find love. That actually ranks as one of the top five New Year's resolutions every year. And yet, every year we find ourselves here hoping to find love. So we're going to give you some actionable advice today on how you can make that relationship resolution stick. And I'm going to be joined in just a few minutes by my co-host of FYI's new show, hashtag Black Love, Jack Daniels. He is known as the king of breakthroughs. So if you're hoping for a breakthrough in 2016, this is your year, and this is the show that you need to be listening to get that breakthrough to happen. Producer Jay is in the house with me.
I'm here.
Can we get a little more energy?
I'm here.
Do you have any New Year's resolutions, Producer Jay?
Oh, I try to steer clear of them, but I guess I will. Oh, you've been kind of alluding to my getting well into the dating sphere. So I am.
Producer Jay, you asked me. I don't force this on anybody. You asked me. Let's get it straight.
Well, you know, I think I was just asking some questions, but I opened Pandora's box. But
you're
you know what?
Now.
You do make some very, very compelling arguments. So my New Year's resolution is to take your arguments more seriously and try to get out there and do some stuff.
Good.
Yeah.
I love love.
I love love too. It's just that, you know, like a lot of your listeners, I've had a lot of issues and I tend to get in my own way. So,
well, I think Jack will certainly want to talk to you about getting in your own way and how not to do that. He actually has a book, Stay Out of Your Own Way. That's the topic of his book. So he's going to talk to you about that. But
I didn't even plan that.
You know, I have something for you that might help you get unstuck in love.
I'm doing
a little webinar tomorrow called How to Get the Girl in 30 Days or Less. And you guys at home can join us, too, for that. Join us. Me. I'm assuming that Producer Jay is coming.
I'm actually signed up.
Yay! So you go to getthegirlin30days.com if you're a guy that's looking for a lady to meet. And it's the number 30, getthegirlin30days.com. But I also have one for the gals. So if you're looking to meet your man this year, go to meetyourmanin30days.com. And gosh, there's just going to be so much. I can't wait to share.
I'm interested to learn.
It's a new year.
So it'll be good.
Yep.
It'll be a good start for me.
It's a good start. So hope you guys can join us for that. And since you're joining us now, we want to interact with you. We want to hear from you. So just take a moment and sign into the chat role if you're listening live on UBN. If you are listening to us on iTunes, on Stitcher, on TuneIn, on Spreaker, you can tweet me questions at Damona Hoffman, and your question might get answered on a future show. I think our next show, I'm going to do like a big Q&A kind of show.
Oh, that'd be cool.
So tweet me at Damona Hoffman. And by the way, I said this last week, but if you're listening on iTunes, we did take a little hiatus. So if you didn't get any new episodes, they might have unsubscribed you. We don't want you to be unsubscribed. We want you to get every single ounce of goodness that this show has to offer you. So make sure you take a moment and you resubscribe to the show. And now, without any further ado, I'm ready for a breakthrough of the show.
Are you ready for a breakthrough?
I want to tell you a little bit about my guest before I bring him to the stage here. He's known as the king of breakthroughs, as I said earlier. He's a psychotherapist and an award-winning speaker and founder of the Breakthroughs Institute. He's one of the leading authorities in overcoming fears and helping people get unstuck, not just in their relationships, but also in business and other aspects of their life. He's a human behavioral specialist for several Fortune 500 companies, Those are the people with the big bucks. And they bring Jack in to tell them how to make more big bucks. He's a best-selling author of books like I Need a Wife, Where Are the Real Women, and Stay Out of Your Own Way. He's created a ton of award-winning self-help programs, including Healing 100 Hearts in 100 Days. It's a project for women. Wow. And Stay Out of Your Own Way. That was a tour. And the extremely popular Made Attraction. He's also my co-host and the relationship expert of FYI TV's Black Love. Please give big smooches to Jack A. Daniels.
I am so excited about that. Oh my God.
You got smooches. Don't tell your wife, but you got some big smooches today on Dates and Mates.
I love it. I love the energy. I love everything. Hello.
Hello. Jack, I miss you. It was like every week for a long time, and now we only get to see each other on TV.
That's like such a bad thing, right?
I know. We just have to keep our fingers crossed for a season two. People have to just keep watching the show.
I think it's probably going to happen. I'm pretty sure the popularity of the show has been taken off pretty well. So it's been doing and tracking pretty well, and I'm kind of excited about where it's going. So,
well, yeah. I think people really like it because it's not about the drama. It's really about helping people, and whether you're black, white, female, male, like a lot of guys are watching this show too.
Which is impressive to me.
Yeah.
I'm loving that aspect. I'm like, man, there's so many men and guys that are tuned into this, which says a lot of things about the work that we've been doing.
That's because we need help.
Well, here's the other thing, Producer Jay. It's really smart because you get to really see how
right.
women work.
That's what
it's
I've been
like
thinking while watching
track
it.
Track there.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I have the king of breakthroughs on the line. So I'm sure for me, this is like high season as a certified dating coach. And I'm sure a lot of people come to you in the new year hoping for a breakthrough.
I can't tell you, like, just I've been flooded. And every single year, the exact same thing happens. Everyone wants to change. And everyone has this resolution that I need change in my life. So
right now, January 1st.
Like now. But you had a question. What was your question? I'm sorry.
Well, my question is, when we're talking about love specifically,
yeah,
why do you think so many people are getting in their own way in love today?
Yeah, I think that most people don't have an idea of what they really want. And I think that what happens is you come up with this idea, this story, or this concept of what love actually is. And the truth of the matter is you have no clue what it is that you want. And then some people get exactly what it is that they've been praying for, what they've been dreaming about. And then when they get it, they're like, I didn't really know if this is exactly what I really wanted. And I think that it's the misnomer of misidentifying what it is that you want that gets you into trouble, because you search for that one thing or that one person that's going to magically morph you into this person and this relationship that's going to fulfill all of your deepest desires. And then when you get it, you kind of still feel unfulfilled. So I think that we've been relegated and rooted in the idea of fantasy in America. And it's like someone's going to whisk me away and take me into this magical world. And we have to get back to the basics of getting real. And I think that social media has damaged a lot of our minds in a lot of ways, because we think that there are a lot of options that are out there. And the truth of the matter is, there may be a lot of options, but they might not be the right options for you.
So I think the key is kind of what, as you were saying earlier, getting clear on what it is that you want, because sometimes people have a mate-sized hole in their heart, and absolutely, they just want to plug it up with anything.
Yep.
And they
yep.
haven't actually stopped to say, what is it that's actually going to fill this hole? Who is it that's
right.
going to fill this hole?
Right. And I think that that level of clarity is so important for me and for anyone that I work with, because that's the starting point. And I know you know this very well. Producer Jay. Do you go by Producer Jay or is it just Jay? Which one?
It's Producer Jay. Thank you.
Okay, Producer Jay. All right.
He likes to have his titles.
I like my titles. I work for him.
But you know what? I never want to call someone out of their names. So I just want to say, like, okay, I was just going to call you Jay for in a minute. It was coming to me, but I'm not going
to
do that.
He likes to be casual with people. He likes to talk to them on the real, you know?
For you, you know, if it slips up, it's all right. I won't hold it against you.
All right. But I think, Damona, as you well know, like, that starting point is clarity. We have to have, like, that moment of clarity that gives us a concise vision of what we want, who we are, and who it is that we want to be connected to us. So understanding that, and when in your search for love, is so important. And I think people are really afraid to do that amount of work, to say, you know what, I'm really clear about what I want. Because if you're wrong, now you risk the chance and the opportunity of dealing with the decision that you actually made to make that connection of love that wasn't really the right one for you. So It's really that idea of commitment. So clarity says that I'm committed to this idea or to this story or to this thing that I actually want. And people are afraid of that.
Well, it's scary. And then if you don't get it, if you've been clear about what you want and you don't get it, it feels like a failure. But I see every, I don't want to say failed relationship, but every relationship that doesn't last for your lifetime as an opportunity to learn more about yourself.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I think some people have a problem with learning the lessons, though.
Well, definitely on Black Love, we got a little bit of that. Who do you feel like, who is the most challenging for you throughout this process? Who do you feel like was in their way the most in love? And I know we're only halfway through, so no spoilers.
Yeah, I got an idea. No.
I've actually gotten that question quite a bit. It's a tough question because I think every person has their own challenges. But for me, I guess personally, if I were looking at it and I could step back, like looking at myself outside of myself and watching Damona work her magic on the show and like break down some of those barriers in dating. If I had to look at, like, let's just take last night's episode. I was watching it last night and I remember the scene with you and the ladies in the bar. Uh-huh. And I'm looking at how everyone's interacting with the guys in the assignment that you did. Now, I know it's a whole lot more to that whole thing.
Always. There's always so much more that people don't see in the show. I'm gonna give you guys a secret at the end, but I want to hear what you have to say.
Okay. But I was looking at that, and I was like, okay, Monet's doing her thing. Cynthia's kind of doing her thing. And then I was looking at Jay and how she was kind of like, I'm not really into this, or I'm not really like, I think if I had to choose one person, I think Jay's journey is so long. One, because she's so young. Two, because she's in a space where she's trying to find her identity. And it's really clear, it's clear to me, like what we were just talking about in terms of clarity, that it's hard for her to really see like what and where she wants to go because she hasn't truly defined it yet. So if we can't even get past the starting point, I think that that's the decision that has to be made, which makes her probably more of the person that has the longest road to travel. But it's not hard. It's definitely not hard. I want everyone to keep watching because I think you're going to see some miraculous things. Mm-hmm. But I think that her journey is one of self-discovery. And I think that a lot of people are struggling with the exact same thing that she's struggling with.
I agree with you. And I would say I've gotten the most comments about how I handled Jay in that first episode.
Oh, yeah.
Because
I was on pins and needles. I got to tell you, I was on pins and needles watching that. I'm sitting there watching. I'm like, Oh, get her, Damona.
I'm just trying to follow in your breakthrough footsteps. But no, really, having a breakthrough is about asking those really tough questions and going into the past and examining some of those moments that formed your belief systems. And so I was actually thrilled in the first episode when she when she walked away, I was like, that means that we have honed in right away on what the issue is.
Oh,
because
yeah,
I'm pushing the buttons. If it's really a non-issue for her, she's not going to get all that worked up about it. But she actually had a blast at the bar. You didn't get to see her doing her magic. But I definitely wanted to push Cynthia because for her, I think for her, her journey is the most... it's the most complex because she's even at the beginning, a lot of people don't realize at the beginning of the show, she's still married.
Right. She's still married. Right.
So there was still the process of you and I getting her to even acknowledge that that relationship had ended. It had ended like 9 months before and they were
still holding on to it.
Yeah. So I'm excited to see what happens next week. It looks like is the week that she goes to talk to a divorce attorney and finally get some closure on that situation so that she can move into the future.
Yeah.
Because it's hard, like taking her to a bar and, you know, having her talk to guys when she's like, I'm a married woman.
Yeah, it was great. Just to see like the transition of moving out of that phase of I'm not married anymore, I'm a single woman, and I have to be out here now. And I think that's like, it's a magical thing. And that's why it's hard to choose like who's, because everyone has their own individual thing that's going on that I know a lot of women can relate to. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what makes this show so unique is because there aren't these fabricated people that we're coming up with contrived storylines or, you know, situations or anything. These are their real lives that they've chosen to document, that they've chosen to share their journey towards love with the rest of the world. So I think it's like awesome.
They're brave to do that.
They are.
And I'm sitting here thinking to myself, if I wanted to share my journey of love, it would be so much drama.
You're in a good place now, though.
Right. In a good place now.
What were you going to say, producer?
No, I was going to say that, like, you know, that's been one of the main comments that I've seen just within, like, the Twitterverse and the social media is that, you know, people are really responding to how authentic and how, like, you know, how real everyone really is. It's like with each of the characters, there's someone that everybody can, like, identify with. At, like in some level or some, you know, way, shape or form. And that's been really, really cool and interesting because it's like we can connect in a very different way that like a lot of the other shows that are out there really just aren't doing. And it's instructional. And
thanks,
I wasn't
producer
even
John.
Told to do that. To say that. I actually felt that way. Right? No,
you
seriously.
Know, thank you. And as we're talking about being real, I know Jack got a little bit of heat last night, too, for being so real and so honest with Monet and telling her what you thought the challenge was. Because she kept coming to me and to you saying, I just want to know, what do you see? What do people, what am I doing wrong? What am I putting out there that I'm not aware of? And last night you said to her, to America's sweetheart, Monet Bell, that... you thought she was giving off a vibe of being desperate, that it was like written across her forehead. What drove you to say that to her, Jack?
It's my straightforward way of being able to communicate with either the clients that I've seen or the organizations that I've worked with. I'm not like a hold my punches back type of guy, and I'm pretty straightforward. And I think that the thing that sets people free is actually the truth. And for me, what happens is in the context of a lot of our relationships, in the context of a lot of our friendships or whatever the case, however you want to classify it, most people never get the truth. Because what happens is you bring in your friends, you bring in your family, and you ask them, you're like, hey, can you tell me something about me? Well, what happens is that person is connected to you. So what they do is they hide or they distort the truth because they don't want to hurt your feelings. And for me, I've never been a one to really, really coddle someone's feelings, because if you're really, truly going to change, if you're going to have a breakthrough, if you're going to have like this breaking out is what I call it, because you can't have a breakthrough unless you experience a breaking. So whether it's a breaking out or breaking through, you have to be broken to an extent that says, here's what's wrong. and be really truthful about that and honest about that conversation. So for me, telling her, here's what I see, I think it would have been doing a disservice for me to lie to her and to pacify her in a way that says, no, everything's okay, you're going to be fine, just get out there. Well, she didn't need to hear that. She needed to hear the God to honest truth about what is tattooed on her forehead in that moment in her life. Mm-hmm. Now, it's not like she's like that anymore, or, you know, she experienced that. She's heard it in several ways. You told it to her. Her friends told it to her. But I wanted her to hear it in an impactful way. And that's kind of what shots of Jack are, or kind of like that's where the whole phrase comes, because they're bittersweet. You know, they're good, they're fun, but they go down pretty strong.
And they stick with people, too. Like, that's something that was in her head and that you'll see play out, I'm sure.
But there was
the
something I really
episodes.
Liked about it, too. Like, I liked about it because it does this thing about getting us desensitized to certain types of, like, criticisms. Mm. You know, because the way that it was fully like delivered, and then she actually took it in at the moment. I think everybody had this anticipation that like, oh, Monet's gonna be really upset. But it was harsh in a sense, but it was actually, you know, still explained and all of that. And I think it took a little bit of the stigma away from being able to identify, am I, you know, showing any types of desperation, as opposed to like all of the other things that come attached with that term. You're like, I'm not desperate. I'm not, without actually, you know, addressing if they actually are.
And it's not usually mean if it's true and it's delivered to help you.
Right. And I felt like it really, you know, that whole situation kind of did that. And I think a lot of you are probably thinking, am I being desperate? You know, in a certain way, which is really good.
I'm sure a lot of women can relate to that. Another thing I wanted to talk to you about, Jack, on your website, jackadaniels.com, you have a really great video about the power of your story. And this is something I've been talking to people about for years in the online dating coaching that I do, and how important it is to put your story into your profile. Don't list all the qualities that you have and all the qualities that you want. Like, go to the grocery store if you're going to do a list. But if you actually want to meet a mate, you have to know how to tell your story in a way that inspires someone and makes them see themselves as a part of your life in the future.
Right.
So I'd love for you to just share a little bit. I want people to go to jackadaniels.com and watch that video. But can you just give us a little bit of the highlights of why your storytelling is so important to your path, and what moment it was that brought you to this realization?
Yeah, absolutely. Haven't gotten that question before, Damona. That's good.
I do my homework, Jack.
But here's what I like to say. So for those of who have no clue, like some of the background of who I am, I'm a master storyteller. I love stories. I love every element of stories. I have a business school together with my wife that teaches people how to tell better stories. And I love the aspect of helping people understand you, your journey, your purpose, and some of the things that you enjoy through story. And a lot of stories that we've told ourselves over the years have been lies that a lot of people have mentally and subconsciously put into their minds that they continuously do over and over again, whether it's that you call it their patterns, their pathologies, however you classify it, they're stories that we tell ourselves. And for me, I believe that everything begins and everything ends with story. In fact, I believe that love and story are the two most powerful things in the world. And I think that together, when you have love and you have the story and all of those elements that go along with it, I think that it creates an atmosphere of comfort for people. The reason why stories resonate with people so much is because you've been hearing them all your life. You've been experiencing them all your life. From the time you were in your mother's womb, she was telling you stories. She was singing to you. She was speaking and whispering to you. So all of those stories, I mean, when you got a little younger, you heard fairy tales, or you know, your mom or your dad read stories to you to go to bed. It were bedtime stories. And then as you got older, you started telling stories and you started being able to identify yourself through stories. And for me, it's really important for people to understand, especially in a world where we become so desensitized to the idea of being personable anymore. So when you do things with women online, Damona, it's like, how do you get that personality into a profile? How do you really share who you are and bring someone into your world? So I love doing that. I love every aspect of it. And for me, my story began with, even for me, even doing what it is that I do right now, it began for me with this horrible breakup that I went through, and it crippled me as a man. I mean, I went into this depressive state. I didn't like myself. I didn't shave. I didn't cut my hair. And I was just like a zombie walking around. And it was a relationship that went bad. It went horribly bad. And it hurt me to a point that I didn't know how to get up. And I learned how to get up by understanding what it meant to stay out of my own way. And then taking that and transitioning it into transitioning it and incorporating it into everything that I do to be able to help other people understand how to get up and not just give up.
Wow. And now that is all part of your story,
right? Yeah,
as well.
Yeah.
But I think it's important for people to see that someone like you and someone like me who help inspire other people to find love and to have these breakthroughs. We've been through it.
Oh, yeah.
It's not I am so in love with my husband now. I now having the perfect relationship that I really dreamed and I seriously never thought was possible. And I know you're still kind of a newlywed, and you found a wonderful relationship after that, that dark, dark place. But to be able to appreciate the good stuff, you kind of have to go through the bad sometimes.
I love love so much more, so much better now, because I know what the darkness looks like. I know what the pit looks like. I know what it feels like to be down. And people ask me, why you smile so much? I'm like, man, look, I know what it feels like not to smile. And it's
that was actually feedback we got from the producers after the first episode. They said, can you guys just not smile so much? We really can't.
Can't help it.
Because we love this. We love helping people.
There's so much love out here, and there's no reason to be frowning after you experience it and understand what it means and how easy it is to have. So for me, it's like I love this thing called love and what we do, because it incorporates so many great messages and people, and it brings people together. So I can't stop smiling about that. That's like an ultimate thing. And then when I go to bed every night, I'm looking at one of the most beautiful women in the world to me, because it's my and God bless me with that. And I'm supposed to be mad and upset and like unhappy. I want everyone to experience that.
I'm giving you like a virtual high five right now.
Yeah.
When you have it and you feel it and you're like, this is something everybody should have.
Absolutely.
We won't need war, and won't be hurting
everyone
each
be
other.
Everyone be happy. And they'll be like, oh man, I'm going to bed happy. I'm waking up happy. And there's no reason to be disgruntled or to be alienated from anything, because this is what life is all about. So yeah, I'm a big proponent of love and story. So I'm sorry, Producer Jay probably sitting there like, y'all are going in.
You know what? I love it.
It's inspirational.
It's so inspirational. I'm like, I got this like smile on my face, just, you know,
let's
sitting
see
here.
That smile, Producer
there
Jay.
There we go. There we go. A little camera angle. No, I'm just like found myself smiling because y'all were so happy. It's infectious.
It's infectious. Okay, well, now that we brought everybody up, you know, we talked a lot about the ladies, Jack, but I have to let you go in a few minutes. But before I do, I really want to talk about the guys for a second, because you also work with men. And for your book, I Need a Wife, you traveled all over the country talking to single men, these single men that a lot of these ladies said were not out there,
I'm
the successful,
you.
strong, yeah. caring, yeah. all of these great things. Yeah. But what were the challenges that you saw the men facing when you were out on the road talking to them?
Men really have a problem with identity. And I think that what has happened is our identity has gotten lost in a world of, it used to be a time where we got married for economics. And now it shifted to us being married, we started to get married for love. And when that happened, some things also happened. The feminist movement came into play. Women were not in the homes anymore as much. They started going into the workforce. And because they were going into the workforce, now our identity and our gender roles started to be redefined. So if I'm not the provider, the sole provider, if I found my masculinity and my manhood in that, who am I to this woman? If she doesn't need me to provide for her monetarily, economically, sometimes physically.
she has things for that too, Jack. Monet told us last night.
Right, right.
She has things, she's not even using them.
So it's like guys are like, where do I fit in? Yeah. And trying to identify that and understand their role as it pertains to women relationships, it was really undefined. So most guys, they just wanted to know, how do I fit? How do I be more to someone else? How do I be more than I can be to myself? Because most guys understand that, you know, we need women in our lives to compensate for the lack of love that we have for ourselves. We get that, but it's like the type of woman that we need in our lives, the one that's going to be, you know, all together, she's going to be whole, she's going to be complete. How do we fit in with that woman who has it all? And I think that was the biggest deal with men. And because they lacked identity, they had a hard time getting to intimacy. So it wasn't just intimacy, it was more like sex. So it was like, I'll just have sex with as many women as I possibly can without having to connect to them, because the connection means that I have to show up in a way that I don't even know how to show up for.
Oh,
so
wow, that's deep.
Identity and intimacy were the biggest things that I saw.
This is interesting, because I talk about changing gender roles, and I predominantly work with women, but I do work with guys as well. And I'm always saying to the women that because the gender roles have shifted, they have to show up in a different way. Like, there's still this expectation, like we're in the 1950s, and oh, the guy has to, you know, he has to start the conversation. He has to ask me out. He has to tell me where we're going. He has to order for me. He has to open the door. Oh, but by the way, I have all of my stuff together, and you better not try and take any of my stuff.
Yeah,
and it's
just
it's just really confusing for guys. I know producer Jay and I talk about this all the time.
Yeah.
Like, you have to show a guy what he can do for you. And while we can sort of, I don't want to say it, we can initiate conversation, it's still not cute for a woman to drive the conversation and pursue a guy, right? That's not cute.
Nah. We are still built to chase. I mean, we're still hunters. We're still, you know, we still have that in us. That's why we love sports and connect to football and basketball and all those other things that allow us the opportunity to feel like we still, but, you know, you're right. Gender roles are really undefined right now. And I think with so many other things that are happening with people just trying to figure out, like, where do I fit and how do I fit into this person's life as an individual who can be whole with another whole individual. Mm-hmm. If something is telling me, if I have a pre-recorded tape in my mind or examples that are showing me that this is what good looks like, or this is what right looks like, or this is what relationships look like, how do I come up with my own idea of what that is? And no one's really talking about that right now. They're stuck in that antiquated system of what good used to look like. And we've done a horrible job of redefining and passing on what good relationships look like for men.
See, the thing is, I think also for women, I think everyone could use a dose of being kind and compassionate to everyone. So I hear from a lot of women who are demanding a certain chivalry, gentlemanly behavior, and yet they do not show up for men in a way that is compassionate to them. It's all like, what are you going to do for me?
Wow. Yeah, wow.
So maybe we can
I get that.
Yeah, maybe if we all just, and especially with online dating, you know I love online dating, but it allows people to trade people in as a commodity, not deal with people as individuals with feelings. And it's like, oh, that one's not right. Swipe left. That one's not right. I'm just going to delete his text. And maybe we, like, I appreciated that last night when, even though I think Monet friend-zoned the hell out of Antonio, didn't give him a shot. There was so much also in last week's episode about that second date where there were many opportunities to build chemistry that were missed. But okay, that's all on the cutting room floor. But in last night didn't have a chance either because they went to a lunch date for their third date, which, I mean, you don't even bother. There's nowhere to go for them from that. But I did appreciate that when she knew by the third date that she was not interested, that she was just upfront with him and telling him that it wasn't going to work out because that doesn't feel good to be strung along.
It is like horrible to be strung along and then like wasting time of other people. So I was proud of her for doing that.
Yeah,
I felt bad for the guy. Yeah. Like,
look, Antonio's going to do just fine. There are so many women tweeting like, Monet, hand him over to me, girl. He's going to be okay.
What was funny was he was like, yeah, I mean, I think she has the characteristics to actually be the one. And I mean, she's got what it takes. And I'm really interested. And then she's like, yeah, I think we need to be homies.
I think I'm also having revelations in watching Black Love from, you know, now on the other side and seeing all the stuff that, like, seeing the sessions with you, seeing the dates and things that we didn't get to see.
Yeah.
And my revelation is that Monet's challenge is that she friend zones guys before it can get serious because she doesn't want to get hurt. So if she makes them a friend, she never has to risk. That was my big revelation last week. Mm. She never opened up to Antonio. She never gave him a chance.
She never did. And I find myself being Antonio far too often. Where I'm like, oh, yeah. And then be like, you know what? You like a brother to me. Right. That's cool. It's like you're just doing like damage control. Like I felt so bad for him. I was like, that's me.
All right. We're going to turn it around for you and show you how to get the girl.
Thank you.
Girlin30days.com.
There you
Jack,
go.
You've been so helpful to so many people, so many women on the show, and all the viewers of hashtag Black Love, and all the listeners of Dates and Mates Radio. Tell people what's next for you in 2016. You have a resolution going for yourself this year?
Yeah, I think I'm always challenged to come up with one word, and my word for this year is expectancy, and I'm saying expectancy because I believe that you should anticipate and expect the miracle that is supposed to be manifesting in your life. And I am looking forward to doing some phenomenal things. I mean, I have a couple other projects that I'm working on. And then
no
also,
other TV projects. You're not cheating on me. You're in the TV world, are you?
Look at that face.
All right, continue.
All I can say is there's some people that are looking at me and trying to do some, you know, I don't know what's going to happen, but I got a couple projects.
He's got projects. And you got a lot of help for people at jackadaniels.com, right?
A lot of help for jackadaniels.com. I will be launching probably a program that is going to last a 3-week program, online virtual course that's probably going to launch in February. So be on the lookout for that. You can just go to jackadaniels.com, join the mailing list, and you'll be the first one to get notified about that. In addition to that, just looking forward to still have the business school. So we have a lot of things that are in play for that and just welcoming so many different people that are as new clients and coaching them through all of those miracles that they're about to manifest. And then, you know, we just we just gonna work on some babies this year. That's all. That's all I want.
Expectancy. When you said that, I was like, okay.
That's all I want to do.
Well, that sounds like fun. Well, thank you, Jack, for sharing a shot of Jack with us today. And you're welcome on Dates and Mates anytime. So I hope you will come back and join us again sometime.
Thank you for having me. Keep doing what you're doing. It's so needed. I love this woman. She is like the best in the world.
Mwah, mwah. More smooches for
him.
What are we going to do with producer Jay? Thank you so much for joining us, Jack.
All right. Take care. God bless.
You too. And I'll see you on Tuesday nights on Black Love at 10:15. On FYI Network.
Yes, ma'am. I see you.
Now, there's more Dates and Mates coming. We have to take a short break. But when we come back, we're going to do your favorite D's dating dish. Stay tuned. I'm Damona Hoffman, and I am so thankful to be nominated for iDate's Best Dating Coach of 2016. So I thought I should tell you a little bit about who I am and why I think I'm qualified to win this prestigious award. I was actually the first dating coach in California to be certified by the International Dating Coach Association, and I'm the host of the FYI TV show, #BlackLove. And really, that show is one of the only shows on television that really shows dating coaches doing what we do and transforming lives and helping people overcome their obstacles in dating. Speaking of overcoming obstacles in dating, I thought I'd give you a little bit of info on my philosophy. You see, I am a modern dating coach. I don't believe in the old rules of chivalry and the traditional gender roles, and I really coach people from a point of view of how to survive the dating world and find what you want in a modern world where technology has impacted everything about the dating process. And I know this because I actually started online dating over 15 years ago. I ended up meeting my husband on a dating site 12 and a half years ago. And since that time, singles have come to me to help them overcome their modern dating dilemmas. And there's so much for people to deal with now with dating sites, dating apps, texting and dating, and emojis, and all of these new modes of communication and new rules of courtship where men and women now have a level playing field and can both communicate with one another. And there's a lot of confusion over what the current gender roles are because they've definitely shifted from the traditional. So this is really what I specialize in and what I love to do every week on #BlackLove on FYI. So if you believe in that cause and you believe in me, please vote for me for iDate's Best Dating Coach of 2016. I have been a big fan of iDate for a long time. I've been coming to the conference for 6 years, and it would be a tremendous honor to be named the Best Dating Coach this year. Thank you. Welcome back to Dates and Mates. You just heard about my bid for iDate Awards Best Dating Coach of 2016. This is your last chance to vote. It's the last chance I'm going to show that video to you. So just I'll shut up if you just go to iDateAwards.com, scroll down to Best Dating Coach, click the button next to Damona Hoffman of DamonaHoffman.com, and don't forget to verify your vote so it'll actually count. And voting ends this week, so do it now.
Do it.
Okay. You ready, Producer Jay?
I'm ready.
Let's do the dish.
D's dating dish.
My friends over at Celeb Buzz had a little article about Jennifer Lawrence, who is single. She says she's like a born-again virgin again. A born-again virgin again.
Again.
She's like, my hymen has closed back over. But you know what? I took issue with a couple of things she said in this article, Producer Jay.
Did you?
She said something that I hear from a lot of women that really gets under my skin. She says the age-old comment, not that she's old, but this comment is old. This line is old. She says, I'm really picky. I'm just really picky. And then she goes on to say that she rarely ever feels a spark with guys, and she's just looking for a spark. Producer Jay, these are my two hot button issues. When you say I'm really picky, that's really just code for I'm not trying to be open to a relationship because I'm afraid I might get hurt.
Really?
Yes. She's that picky. She's like, one of the most sought after movie stars in the world. She can't, there is no guy that is at her level that would be available for her to date. There's just no, there's no one, no one. She's just that picky.
I don't know. I'm like, I think in one high profile person does have a few more concerns, you know, perhaps.
More concerns, but more options.
Really? Because then it's like, really? Do you know what they're after? Like, are they, and it's just,
and
are
it's
the guys
fear
actually
that
after
people
you?
Or the of status? Course they are, because that's all part of her. That's all, it's all part of her.
But they might be using her as a gateway. I'm just saying.
If you don't open up, though, if you just say, I'm picky, you're just pushing it away.
Okay.
Before you even discover if what someone is out for. And I see this with guys too that say that they're picky, that they're afraid, you know, women are going to come and take all their resources too.
Well, I guess I'm one of those people that gets a little bit picky. So I'm kind of like, I don't.
We're setting you straight tomorrow.
I got a whole lot to learn, apparently.
But this idea of I'm looking for the spark, you know that that's,
yeah,
that's setting yourself up for failure from the beginning. If you're only going forward with a second or a third date, if you feel some magic spark on the first date when no one's really themselves,
right.
And it's very hard to make a lasting connection on the first date. You can feel lust at first sight, but if you
right.
want to have love, you gotta put in the time and the investment in getting to really know somebody.
Yeah,
don't get too caught up on that spark.
I might be the picky issue, but not so much the spark thing. I kind of grasp that takes some time,
especially for women, because women we have a lot of this bonding hormone, this oxytocin that comes out mm-hmm. when we fall in love. So when you're in close proximity to someone and you feel bonded to them, for women, a lot of times the attraction can build. Not so much for the guys.
Right.
For the guys, if he doesn't find her physically attractive on date one, I'm like, good luck. Good luck to you.
That's a problem.
That's a problem. But for women, the attraction can really build over time. So I say, Jennifer Lawrence, just take your time getting to know somebody, and you got to let somebody in. Don't look to discount them from the very beginning. I have to talk about this one other thing on, oh gosh, what website was this? It was a billboard that went up
billboard in
Salt Lake City. There's this big uproar on social media because the billboard is for a website that I did not know existed, but is a real website called wherewhitepeoplemeet.com.
Wherewhitepeoplemeet.com.
Paid memberships only $4,
well,
so it's also
where white people
very
meet.
Affordable. It's also very affordable. So people are kind of pissed off about this because the website caters to white people looking to meet white people. And the people behind it are like, well, what's the big deal? I mean, there are sites, there's like ads for blackpeoplemeet.com, and nobody gets mad about that.
I have so much like that I just want to.
You only
like,
have a minute. So.
I know, but I just can't. It's just, well, the reason
can
is minorities
see the billboard?
Have. Yeah, I just showed the billboard. I'll do it again. But it's just kind of like, yeah, wherewhitepeoplemeet.com. Go outside. That's where you meet. Right? Because there's so many white people everywhere. The issue with the black people meet situation is because it is harder, you know, when you're a minority to find those, you know, the proper opportunities where people are presented in a particular, you know, way or in a particular environment to be able to get to know each other. You know, like, so it, yeah, like sometimes when it's a niche market, you gotta pull those people together. But when you're everywhere, yeah. Why you need it?
That's true.
We already excluded enough.
Now that this issue has come up, maybe we should just do away with all niche community dating sites like that.
If we get to the place where we can, then great. But I just don't think that we're there yet. I think that's been the issue. It's kind of like, oh, yeah, let's make everything equal. And it's like,
it's like people ask me, why is the show called hashtag Black Love? They happen to be black, all five of the women.
Right.
I happen to be black. Jack happens to be black. But the show is maybe 5 to 10% about actual black culture
right.
and how that impacts
right.
dating. It should just be hashtag love.
I get why it's hashtag Black Love, at least, you know, like for now. I just don't think that we've had enough of a platform with like certain underrepresented groups. And the tendency is to kind of alienate those groups or to not include them in everything. So that is the reason why sometimes you have to.
It's affirmative action dating.
It's a little bit of affirmative action dating.
Well, I'm not going to Salt Lake City anytime soon, but if you're in Salt Lake City, maybe that's
it's only $4.
It's only $4.
Go for it.
But yeah, I feel like it's probably not that hard for you to meet other white folks
in Salt Lake City.
Well, that's the news of the week. There's so much more, but we're out of time for today. But we'll be back here again next Wednesday, 11 a.m. Pacific. In the meantime, I hope you'll join me for my live webinar. It's all free. And I'm doing one for the guys at 1 o'clock. I'm doing one for the ladies at 1 o'clock Pacific. And you can sign up there for free at meetyourmanin30days.com. That's meetyourmanin30days.com. And one for the guys at 3 o'clock Pacific tomorrow, Thursday the 7th. And that you can sign up for it at getthegirlin30days.com, the number 30. So you'll be joining me.
I will.
And I hope you'll be joining me at home. In the meantime, make sure you follow me on Twitter at Damona Hoffman and check out Black Love every Tuesday on FYI at 10:15, right after Married at First Sight. And don't forget to vote for the iDate Awards.
Don't forget to vote. Do it.
Happy New Year, y'all. And as always, happy dating.